Don't talk to me that way. Have anyone ever said that to you? It is important how we talk to one another. In fact, not just how we say something, but the way we say something becomes very important. There's a great reminder about that in the book of Colossians. In Colossians chapter 4, it tells us in verse 6, "Let your speech always be with grace." And so it points to the way we say things. Be gracious, be kind, be nice in the way we talk to each other. So it addresses the way we talk, but it also says something about the kinds of things we say. It says, seasoned with salt. So the way we talk to one another should also be seasoned, it says, that you may know how to answer one another or each one. And so what we find here is we've got the kindness, the graciousness, acting in a right kind of a way, but then there's also this saltiness. And of course, salt sometimes is connected with purity. So we should have nice, pure, wholesome speech. But then there's this other aspect of saltiness too that I think applies as well. What do you do with salt, especially when you're at the dinner table? Well, you put it on your food because you spice it up a little bit. And I think for us as Christians, it's also pointing that direction, that we should spice up the way we talk in a good, wholesome kind of a way, that salt brings the flavor out. It's something that pumps us up. It makes the food lively. So our talk needs to be that way. We need to talk with zeal and enthusiasm, not in a phony, kind of insincere kind of a way. But are we excited about God's truth? Are we excited about His way in our life? Are we ready to share it with others? Well, we should do that. We should let our speech be flavorful. Have it be zesty. Have it be fun. Have it be encouraging so that we can start our day in a way that's going to lift people up because we are excited about what God's doing in our life and what He's doing in His plan for mankind. So let's remember that every day. Let's get up and be ready to have our speech be a graceful, kind of a talk, but one that's full of zeal and enthusiasm and purity as we face the day. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.